It's Tuesday, January 6, 2026.
While we were out,
they were pumping almost nothing by comparison to what they could have been pumping.
Donald Trump deposes Venezuela's president to gain control of the country's oil reserves.
Their leases will be suspended due to national security concerns.
Trump administration halts five offshore wind projects already under construction. Plus, the U.S. just saw its warmest Christmas on record thanks to fossil fuels.
Thanks, fossil fuels. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BrandBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
We're not spending money. The oil companies are going to go in. They're going to spend money. We're going to take back the oil.
Oh, the invasion is going to pay for itself. Where have I heard that before? This is your Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, we're back. I'm sick. You've got a lot to cover after we've been off for 2 weeks. Please have at it.
Well, first, a lot went down while we were out. Obviously, the biggest development was Donald Trump deposing and kidnapping Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro over the weekend. Amid shifting justifications, Trump straight up claimed he wants to control Venezuela's reportedly vast oil reserves.
We're going to have our very large United States oil companies, the biggest anywhere in the world, go in, spend billions of dollars, fix the badly broken infrastructure, the oil infrastructure, and start making money for the country.
Which country?
Good point. Politico and other outlets report that U.S. oil majors are reluctant to invest the tens of billions of dollars necessary over many years to repair Venezuela's decrepit petroleum infrastructure. Plus, Venezuela's reserves are heavy, low-grade, and expensive to extract amid an already oversaturated global oil market, sluggish demand, and an unstable government. U.S. and international law experts say it's all wildly illegal. Some warn Trump risks miring the U.S. in another quagmire over oil. Just want to note also that no country has ever been invaded for its renewable energy reserves. In other news, the U.S. just saw its warmest ever Christmas since record-keeping began in the mid-1800s, breaking the previous record by 5 degrees Fahrenheit due to man-made global warming driven by the burning of fossil fuels.
Not only the warmest Christmas ever, but probably the coolest Christmas we'll ever see again.
Yep. And speaking of fossil fuels, the Trump Energy Department ordered polluting coal plants in several states to remain open by declaring an energy emergency. Polluting coal plants in Michigan, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Colorado, and Washington State had been slated to close, partly because they are uneconomical compared to cheaper natural gas and renewable energy. But now, captive ratepayers will be forced to bear the costs of repairing those plants, which benefits Trump's coal industry donors.
Of course it does.
The Trump administration ordered Washington State's last coal plant to stay open despite a state law phasing out all coal plants by the end of 2025. That plant was set to switch to natural gas, cutting its carbon emissions in half. However, in a new report, the International Energy Agency projects that global demand for coal has effectively plateaued, and in 2026 will begin a very gradual decline through 2030 amid rising renewables and natural gas. Data firm Ember finds that in 2025, globally, fast deployment of renewables, solar, wind, hydroelectric, and geothermal, not only kept pace with rising demand for electricity, but surpassed it. And in 2025, for the first time, renewables generated more electricity than coal globally. While we were out, the Trump administration also halted five offshore wind projects already under construction off the East Coast that would have lowered electricity prices for millions of Americans. The administration cited unspecified national security concerns, despite the Defense Department having already signed off on all of the projects.
National security concerns because someone might see one of these wind turbines from one of Donald Trump's golf courses.
The developers have filed suit to restart construction.
Good.
However, a bit of encouraging news there. The U.S. wind industry in 2025 installed nearly 40% more capacity than it did in 2024 and is on track for sustained continued growth through 2027, despite Trump's persistent efforts to kill the industry.
Good.
And finally, Elon Musk's Tesla lost the title of the world's best-selling electric vehicle manufacturer to Chinese automaker BYD.
Sad.
With Tesla sales falling for the second year in a row.
Oh, you hate to see it. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the social medias, especially Blue Sky, at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.